Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the UAW Factory Whistle Show on this August 8th. Oh my God, pretty soon it'll be snowing. About 3.5 weeks. Summer's going to be over. Oh, Lord. Anyway, Scotty, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm doing well, and you?
Just happy to be here. Just really happy to be here.
I gotcha. Well, you know, you could be some of the people who are still working who are getting this next week off.
Well, that's...
That starts next week. Tomorrow.
Let me get Adrian on.
Tonight's your third shift.
Yeah, let me get Adrian on. Adrian, you're on.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Adrian. So
yeah,
I got an announcement. I want to make sure I find it. Oop, that ain't it. That ain't good.
I pulled it up
so I wouldn't forget it. That ain't good at all. All right. So what I'll figure it out here real quick. All right. So what happened is Richard Trumka died.
Yes, he did.
And that was, what, 3 days ago, 4 days ago? And he died at 72 years old. So that was probably one of the last of the strong union guys. And he was retired anyway, if I remember right, wasn't he?
Not that I know of, but he might have been.
Yeah, I think he
probably was.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did too.
So, but
he kept his in the game.
Yeah. Well, he stood up for his Teamsters at least. Sometimes, most times, I should say.
Jimmy, you're on.
So, 6 days ago, we had a train derailment in Huntington Rails County, Missouri, and on that was a bunch of 2021 F-150s that were going to be going to market.
Oh. Not no more, but we're taking the damn microprocessors out of it.
That qualifies
for a salvage title?
Hell yeah.
Well, Stellantis said that they had a $6.217 billion profit for the year, so far into the second quarter. General Motors did, I think they set a record. I thought I had that on here. That was one I probably couldn't open up. I want to say 6.8. That was a lot of money. That's all I know. A lot of money. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. 2.9 for the second bill. 2.9 billion for the second quarter. It brings the first half of the year to $6 billion. So if they didn't make no more money, you'd at least get a $6,000 profit sharing check next year. And then I saw somewhere. And then I said Ford. I didn't hear how Ford did. How did Ford do, Adrian?
Hell, I don't know. I don't keep up with that.
Oh, okay.
A matter of fact, if you've noticed, you'll see that I haven't been on Facebook that often.
Right.
So I'm really not reading the papers right now, so.
Right. Probably life's a lot easier.
My stress level down.
It doesn't matter how much money Ford makes, it never gets passed on to you.
No,
right. It doesn't. Got the two classes.
Well, they have to have a bad quarter. You do know that, right? They're not going to have four good quarters.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pay all that money out, right?
Right.
Well, not to hourly people, no.
Right. And Fort Wayne's down this next week due to the chip shortage. Flint Assembly is down this next week.
Well, are you not?
Flint Assembly production is down.
Yeah. Now, I got a question to ask all you rocket scientists out there.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't understand this, but is anybody seeing what's going on with L3Harris, Lockheed Martin, and all these big companies all of a sudden in the last, say, 14 days are selling off, like L3Harris sold off $169 million in pension liabilities. Get this one. Lockheed Martin sold off $4.9 billion. That's with a B. And pension liabilities. Much of that is union pensions. I don't understand where this is going, but somebody needs to look at that with a magnifying glass because I got married, so things are kind of blurry, you know what I mean? And I love it to death.
Sounds like you had a wonderful honeymoon, which is good.
I did, but think about that. I mean, why are all of a sudden all these companies selling off these huge amount of their pension liabilities? And everyone you looked at they're getting rid of was underfunded in the first damn place.
Oh, that does not sound good.
That's what I'm saying here. Something fishy. And then you've seen what happened with the $1.1 million sale of Cabin 4 up on Black Lake. That money's going to the general fund.
Yep. Yep.
It's a damn. It's going in the general fund,
which means it's going to go bye bye anyway.
Yeah, so every greedy bastard and bassette can get their greedy paws on it. You got to call it what it is. That's what I mean. So how can they say it's fair anymore? We have equality, because obviously, if you can read the same newspaper and headlines as we're seeing, you know, if it looks like shit, smells like shit, probably shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. Go on and taste it, though. Yeah. The $1.1 million is going back to the general account, which will be absorbed and spent all the places. Definitely
most
not support one member, one vote.
Fees. Goes back to legal fees, and besides that, now, I could be wrong, but I thought Williams set us up for like 1.3 or 1.4 to build the son of a bitch with non-union labor. So we didn't even get back what we had in it. And real estate up there right now is like insane.
Fine.
I'm from up that way. 1 acre's going for usually right around $7,500 an acre on the west side of the state right now. Scott, I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, but it'd be more than that if you're on the lake.
And that's
lake. Waterfront is your double digit per acreage, easy.
Yeah.
And we don't know what kind of easements they gave whomever bought that property.
He didn't need any
easements.
Right on the damn water. He got a boathouse, two boathouses included. Yeah.
Wow.
They got that for real cheap.
That's what I mean. They got frontage on Black Lake. If I'm hearing rumors right, they got like 12 acres.
Wow.
Right.
That's insane. More importantly, who the hell bought it?
Yeah.
Last name wasn't Curry, was it, by any chance?
Right now it's being discussed. The only way to pay attention to, as far as I can see, is we're going to have to shit. When does the Freedom of Information Act go in? Isn't that after 180 days?
FOIA.
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be on public records.
Yeah, but I think you got to wait 180 days for that.
Not sure.
I think they can suppress it for 180 days, and then it's got to come out under Freedom of Information.
Why are they hiding who bought it?
Just go squirrel cage, folks, but apparently it doesn't bother a lot of other people because when I go to my union meetings, now that I'm retired, I don't have really even a voice. I can just sit there and act like a dumb puppet, and I'm like, really? I put 35 years into this shit, and this is what I get now in less than five? It's just unbelievable.
Right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And I owe y'all apologies, Scott. You was mostly because I that one time up there, man, I was so proud of myself, but I was around the wrong people, and I hid that contract that I found between the international staff and the UAW. And I'm actually to the point now thinking that one of them guys had to find it because I never saw it again after I hid it that day.
Wow.
So I don't know. But, yeah, I would love to see that contract. Nowhere do I know where you can get a copy of it. Ask your favorite international staff person if they would show you a copy of the agreement between the international, the UAW International and the international staff. They have their own set-aside agreement. This is why a lot of elections get won by 17 votes. You know, I've seen the NRLB is also, did you see that one, Scott? They're asking for a re-vote on the Amazon thing now.
That could get going on quick.
The NRLB is recommending a re-vote on the Amazon, you know, for to unionize their warehouse.
Yeah, when they did that, Jeff Bezos' butthole tightened up so much, he couldn't put that goofy-looking spaceship back up into space, could he?
No, but I guess right now, I mean, as of last Friday, they said they want another re-vote or recount one. I would have to look. I thought it was a re-vote on that one.
I think
The NRLB usually doesn't do that. I thought Bezos made it on his space thing for like 40-some minutes.
Or did he leave?
Yeah, I thought both of them were victors. Made it, just the German guy got him first or some shit. He got off first or some shit. I don't know.
Hmm.
They both smoke, you know, a lot better shit than me and you. We grow tomatoes, they do something else.
Right, right. I think I did post that somewhere.
You know, and then like I said, a lot of my friends, Dan out there in San Diego, he just got rid of his Tesla. He says, like you said, we can't even leave from there to go to Vegas. He goes, if we do that, then we got to run at night because it takes that long to charge our car, our batteries. And if they run the AC, they can't. Now, I don't know how they're doing it with all these fires out there because I think about half of California's got to burn by now, is it not?
I think.
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, tragic.
Well, you know, I thought I posted that. I think you're right. Something about that was at Amazon. I know Amazon's calling for a recount. I thought I posted it. I guess I didn't, but I'm pretty sure it's a revote, not a recount. A revote.
I know I posted it last week. That was one things I did while we were walking along the Platte River.
Right. Yeah. They've snuck. I don't want to get real political on this or nothing, but on page 508, page 508 of the infrastructure bill is a plan to make it too expensive to drive a car. Remember they're talking about a road tax and miles per gallon tax and stuff? That is in the bill.
Yes, it is. Thank you for bringing that up because, honestly, I wouldn't be able to afford to go up north on vacation from my hometown, Traverse City, actually Benzonia, Frankfort area.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you see the price on per gallon? I mean, per mile they're projecting? 7 cents? Hell, they only give us, what, 5, I think, on our taxes.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Well, you know, I did think of you this week, Adrian. Actually, today I saw two different things, and the first person come to mind because I know you got that Mustang, and Chrysler's gonna put the Elephant Chrysler 300. And it's gonna be 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, how wonderful!
Well, and then I thought, you know, she could probably handle that all right. And then I saw the next one. Excuse me, and I thought, this has got you written all over it. I cannot tell you the price, but it is called the Devil 16. And it's got 5,000 horsepower. That's got either I'm going to meet Jesus or I'm going to prison written all over it.
Oh,
that suction comes for tires.
Or you'd be like that poor fool who went through the road barrier signs on I-275 and got stuck in cement. That's not good.
I heard the name of that 5,000 horsepower car was the Basket. Because you're going to hell in a handbasket.
You're going to hell in a handbasket?
Well, I don't even drive a Mustang anymore.
What?
The children come and get the Mustang.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe once every other month.
They come to borrow it.
And so I, you know, always remind them about their feet. Don't forget your feet. You got cruise control.
Hey, Ma, can I borrow the car this week?
That's just the way they do it. Yeah, can I borrow the car this week?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well.
I'm not imitating. I'm asking.
You're asking for real. Well, have to ask them, basically, because that's who it seems like it belongs to, so. Oh, boy. But since I'm on rest until, September? Beginning of September?
Did you get a year on that, baby? Is that 2021?
Yeah, I'm still on this rest thing, and it's like, okay. It's getting boring.
I hear you.
But I'm kind of staying off of social media so that I don't stress myself out. Now, I go on and let y'all know that I'm still alive every morning. I do that.
All right. I'll call you up and talk dirty to you.
Nah, your wife might not appreciate that. Don and I already get in trouble every now and then when we stay on the phone.
I thought you were doing Don in the evenings. I wanted to be an AM fling.
Well, Don is an early morning.
Oh, okay. Well, got to be real early for him.
We'll be on the phone from midnight to like 4:30 in the morning.
Okay. I'll look for an answer then.
But, it's some of the things, you know, I do go through and I read comments.
So did you see where Alabama miners, 500 of them went up to Wall Street, up to New York, and they're trying to shove it up their ass with other people over the way that how they're using their money and their hedge fund to screw them on their Warrior Fund contracts. Kind of interesting if you follow the money and the path at BlackRock investment firms.
Oh, yes, BlackRock.
They're making money off their hedge fund, and then they're turning around and screwing them because they won't give them a fair contract. But
it's
it's
time for a national strike.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to beat this shit is we got to start calling them out for all this shit. So many people, like I said, We don't know what they're doing at Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne doesn't know what they're doing in Flint. And sure as hell, Arlington doesn't know what Flint and Fort Wayne are doing. We need to talk to each other, keep everybody on the page, so we don't have this shit flying that's flying right now at our international. And I use them three plants instead of using the company names. And it can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Dallas, Ford, GM, whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, Chrysler. In my heart, they're always going to be Chrysler. Get over it, people. I'm old school. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all workers, it's time for all workers, whether they're unionized or not, it's time for them to come together.
Here, here.
It's just time because you can't see where it's getting any better. But I wanted to ask 313 if he knew that Bernie Ricci, which is Local 600 president, attended the White House. They had something going on for labor or something this week at the White House.
I have no idea.
I saw him. Oh, yes, I saw him on the news. It was a side profile. He never quite faced the camera, but I know Bernie Ricci anywhere I see him. He can turn to the side. I can see the back of his head. I know who he is.
I bet
and
you got paid last time.
Yes, he was at the White House this week. This
I bet
past
you got
week.
Paid last time.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out why. Why Bernie Ricci?
That's interesting, isn't it?
I thought it was very interesting.
Well, if he's not part of the active UAW, then he's probably special interest.
Well, I would say it has something to do with, it wasn't special interest, but he probably was there for that too, maybe. I can't exactly remember what it was about. It was about something about labor and unions. And they had, maybe about 50 people, 50 to 100 people sitting on the White House lawn, wherever, in one of them gardens or something. So.
Well, he don't like one voice, one vote, so I need to have the president here for any amount of time.
Well, to tell you the truth, if you were a caucus, why would you want one member, one vote? Especially a caucus that's been in power for 70 years. You don't want to give that up.
Well, no. But they got caught.
Right.
They weren't smart with their power.
They don't care about the corruption. You know, because they said, well, we were entitled. You know, they were entitled. You know, we'll just smooth that over. You know, they got caught. They pleaded guilty. But no, that's
right.
Saying, to me, it's saying that your whole caucus is corrupt. And all
right.
Now
that he's detached from the caucus, now he's just an individual with history with UAW, now he has the ability to do stuff that our supposed UAW leaders can't do.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
I hadn't thought about that one.
Well,
but they're not, you know, they're not detaching from the caucus.
No.
And they've got to keep that caucus in place.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He can be their loose cannon. speaking on behalf of the caucus, but not attached to the caucus, legally, I should say.
Well, he's part of the Unity Caucus.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that tells you something about that.
Yeah, he's part of the Walter Reuther Caucus. They call it the Reuther Caucus.
Yeah, but see, they have subsystems.
Oh.
Bernie Rickey is part of the... I needn't say any more. I just told you the answer to that.
Gotcha.
Okay. So,
gotcha.
That's why I was saying it's kind of hard. We really want that one member, one vote. We want that.
Right.
That gives the members a better or more equal playing field. To me, caucus is nothing but a clique. And they've proven that by passing the baton from one to the next. We like some people more than we like others in our clique, because that's the way cliques go.
Right.
So, I just wonder. You can say,
and the more we want it, the more we want it, the harder they are going to fight us to get it.
That's correct. That is correct.
Well, what she's talking about, think about that. That's all the way true through life. I mean, look what these bastards are getting for jail time compared to what a criminal gets that did a different time. Think about this. So now we got blue-collar crime, white-collar crime, union crime, this crime. It depends who you are, how deep your wallet is. They don't give a shit whose money it is as long as somebody's getting something.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's a lot of our money paying for a lot of bullshit. And then we got to keep on paying them. That's the problem I don't understand. That's why we need one member, one vote, so we can get rid of this shit. These people
mm-hmm.
getting 8, 9, 10 different pensions and all this shit, and
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing changing except for the name on the door, because it's the same piece of shit walking in because they've been brought up at the same trough. They
mm-hmm.
ain't going to change nothing. You know it. I know it. The federal government loves it. I don't understand any of this shit. Help me out here, people, because like I said, I, as a retiree, I've given up a lot. I'm like, why am I even wasting air on this conversation anymore? It doesn't matter what the hell Jim thinks anymore, because like they keep telling me, say one more, you're removed.
It's something as simple as that letter that they put out, that was dated July the 12th, that spoke about you had until the 28th to make sure that they had your proper email and your phone number in the system.
Right.
But yet and still, that letter should have went, and the letter said, all UAW members, that's who it was addressed to. We didn't get that letter. Why not? We are members. It didn't say active. It said all UAW members.
We have a right to vote.
We have a right to vote. So if your phone number or your email address or your home address for any reason just disappears out of the system, which it could happen, you won't get you won't get the information to go and vote. I thank the active members that posted that letter so we could get that information out to the retirees. Now, they gave you from... like I say, the letter was dated the 12th of July.
Yep.
When it actually hit, I don't know. If it hit on the 12th, I don't know. But that gives you, 16 days to make sure that your information is correct in at your local. Now, how does your information not be correct if you've been getting newsletters and everything else through there, but you couldn't get a copy of that letter?
That's what I was just going to say. I get my newsletter from my local union, and then I also get the international one for, what do they call that, UAW Pride or some shit. But, you know, and that comes bi-monthly now. That used to be monthly, but now that's bi-monthly. But have you noticed they took the financial part out of that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they've taken financial out of both now, local and international. They don't want nobody to know how much money's in their locals anymore, and there's a lot, trust me. A lot.
Well, I used to get that information by going to the general council meeting.
Scott.
What's that?
You're over 2 mil. I know that.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty good, I think, in my local.
Yep, you're over 2 mil, and we're just under 2 mil. But mine will probably start going down now that our population is down so drastic. You know, we're under 200 people now for 3 shifts, and that includes management, though, and trade.
Really?
So, yeah.
Something. The one thing that I did see is that Ford's is going to offer 1,000 people buyouts, which was mainly management and some skilled trades.
Right.
Didn't say anything about production.
Nope, never does. Has it in a long time.
I know GM's hired trades in at full rise shot. I know two guys that just got in there for on the top side of 30-something an hour, Scott.
Really?
Yes, sir. And when they get 90 days, they will get a pension. Or not a pension, they will be in benefits. But they still don't get a pension like we get. They get a matching fund 401k or something.
Yeah. So they hired them as a tier two.
That's not bad for tradespeople that they're offering that deal to people that are carrying, well, I would imagine what type of person and what type of journeyman card. I shouldn't say that. But this guy had a very, very broad coverages. I mean, he could do like 8 different trades and carry the cards for everything but electrician.
But if they're offering a buyout to some of the trades guys into managing people, tell me they're not pulling the management sides out of our pension funds. They normally pay that out of the pension funds.
Well, that's where it all comes from. That all that early buyout comes from our pension fund.
Right, but I'm saying if you've got management going out.
Now that they represent the supervision side of it, yeah, you're damn straight it comes out of our pension fund.
But they don't represent all of the salary side.
And GM, they do.
Really?
At least they started around 07, 08, and my plant started covering floor supervision. I'm like, how the hell can you cover that supervisor when they're putting me on notice? I'm thinking that's unbecoming another union brother, but again, I don't smoke the same cigarette as they do or some shit.
Oh, no, they're not. Okay. You know what?
It's
I didn't even say nothing about that. I mean, we had, when I was working, we had an issue with a nurse. And the nurses had become UAW members. They were still salary, I think, but they became UAW members. And we had a few nurses that forgot that they were UAW members. But we quickly took care of that. Okay, so, and this is, that's why I said I can't really speak on if you have a supervisor on notice, he cannot be a part of the disciplinary process if he's a UAW member.
Correct.
And that's all I can say. But I don't know.
They threw at me when I said, how could they do that? They said, well, we can do that because I'm going to say the name wrong. Amalgamated Local.
Oh.
And I'm like, really? Right now, Scott, what's going on in my old center part of my old plant? Because technically we had East Plant, Center Plant, and West Plant over there. Center Plant now is pretty much vacant. Our inners that we used to stamp in my plant got set in town to the old Pontiac plant that went down and then came back, and they're now up and running under their own standalone agreement. Okay, and now the door outer that we used to stamp that is now being stamped somewhere over in freaking Lansing at another standalone agreement. They're bringing those two products back and putting them in my south center plant and bringing in somebody from Airknot to sub-assemble. Then they're coming up and coming over to your plant. Now, I mean, that was work traditionally done in my plant. Now it's going out and just being done by a hell of a lot cheaper labor and then being brought in and, like I said, basically components assembling in my plant then coming up over at your body shop to be painted and go to the truck.
Wow.
You
outsourcing
know, I mean,
or union work?
Yeah, but they don't call it outsourcing because it's going to a GM plant. Just it's going from, you know, one tier of pay to another tier of pay. And in doing so, they're, you know, my plant's going to go from 2,000 people down to, like I said, less than 300, 200, whatever. I was less than 200 according to, you know.
I don't mean to be vogue about this, but then why keep the plant open at all?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I don't think we're going to be open for long because they have now gotten rid of all three of our blankers. Now, how the hell does a stamping plant stay in business if you can't blank steel to feed your presses? Now, we do have them two progs. Those things are unreal. I mean, Scott, those punch out some numbers. I mean, big numbers. And then we got them two double A's over there by the barn. Those will take, you know, how one stamp does a half a truck. I mean, one comes down, there's one side of the truck. The other press comes down, there's the other side of the truck, inner and outer. I mean, you got to remember,
right,
that chunk of steel, yeah, that chunk of steel there can be, what the hell, if I remember right, can be 15 by 21 foot, 15 foot by 21 foot going in the front door. That's a hell of a piece of steel, folks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that press there, that press right there, I'll bet you is 175 feet. It went from aisle 15 line all the way to 38 line in there. So that anybody that's from Fab knows what the hell I just said. That's a lot of area.
That's one big transfer press.
Two of them, they're side by side. These ones, they turned the other way. All the other presses used to go east-west when they brought these two monsters in. One came from Grand Rapids, and I can't remember. I want to say the other one came from Marion, to be honest with you. And they're huge. I mean, they're just huge.
Yeah, Marion's still running.
Well, we got these two presses. I maybe it was Pontiac. Hell, I don't know. But I know the one came from Grand Rapids because Grand Rapids, this is how corrupt it was. Gerald Cream was allowed to bring that one press over here that can, at most, has 22 people working on it, at most. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
600 people from Grand Rapids were allowed to come here with that press. Because they said that's how many jobs came with it. You tell me that, if that wasn't a political
So then the people who didn't retire from your plant, they're either over at my plant, engine plant, or they're at Lansing Grand River or Lansing Delta then, right?
Exactly. Most of them retired because, like I said, when they allow, like I said, they should have never allowed that many people to Grand Rapids to transfer over with that under, I can't remember what paragraph they called that, where you get to come with your seniority.
96
move. They let over 500 people come with that one press, and then wherever the hell that other press came from, basically the same thing. Well, those two presses brought in enough people with really high seniority that it outnumbered our own seniority people on the plant because they came with seniority, and that was because of Gerald Green.
Right.
Yeah, from
Region 1D.
Well, D, C, whatever you want to call it.
It was D. Yeah. They killed C. That somebody knows is that the sit-down strikers. They knew it was C. And just moved D to cover, and then they redistricted D's.
Right, and then he went to Chicago, wasn't it, at Ford, and got caught dirty down there or something. I know he got caught dirty at Ford real quick.
Kareem did?
Yes, that's what the paper said.
Oh, yeah, he had some kind of sexual harassment against him.
Yes. Multiple
and then
cases.
He became VP. They took him out of the region and made him VP of Ford.
Oh, yep. So his sexual harassment was before he became down there in Ford? I didn't realize that.
I think it was before.
Other corrupt. Both. He did. He had him at Region 1D. He had him here in Genesee County when he moved over to the 1C building.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went downtown, he had him again. He had multiple allegations against him.
Oh.
But
well,
now he's retired, though.
What was the one attorney's name, Scott? You know who I'm talking about. Dick and her talked a lot. She sent me her book. She wrote some books on it. I never found where she won a case, but I remember she was the one that said Gerald Cream fathered one of the children down there in one of those rapes in Chicago.
Oh.
Myers?
Pat Myers?
Yeah. I do know that it was proven that it was a union officer that fathered a child through one of those rapes, but I never seen where there was a name, and I don't know, you know, and I'm not going to say a name. I don't know. I don't know. It said, like, say, complainant B did father a child.
Wow.
Well, we should be hearing something about a lawsuit that was filed against him, any lawsuits.
Well, they bought off on all that shit. This goes back a long time. This was all signed, sealed, and done with through what's-his-name union out there when Ford and the Bucket Brigade, I might as well say, of that contract.
The 15 contract.
Yes, that was
the 15 contract.
They had to close that donut hole, so Ford agreed to buy off on that. They took all responsibility on that, them rate charges. So the union had no liability in that, and that's a fact. I remember, well, how Bat was on our show once over that.
Yep. Can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, hell, anymore, they're not even, they're trying to keep their name so low, it's unreal. But I did find out one thing, certain people can get a hold of them, Scott, because I've been having all kinds of problems with that piece of property up there in this UAW credit union. I turned it over to the estate attorney. She had an answer in 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I've written three letters. I can't tell you how many phone calls that have come back, non-return calls. Nothing on the letters. She makes one phone call, and within 4 hours, somebody calls her up. Thank you, Mr. Ellis. I will say that much. Oh, never mind. But, yeah, it just blew my mind.
Wow. Wow. Jeez. I don't know. This stuff is just something. This is just more reasons why we need one member, one vote.
Exactly, and we need to find out where all this money's going from our real estate that they're selling that's ours. I mean, think about this. They're really trying to sell East Jefferson. Or have.
Yeah.
Or have.
Or have.
You know? That we should be able to say if we're selling our shit, not them. They're all paid way too much money. If they do a good job, yeah, reward them. If not, you should get the same amount of money a damn goddamn line worker makes. How about a tier two person? You know, let's take away some of your benefits. Take away that gas card. You didn't do worth a shit this year. Now, let's treat them like they should be treated. They work for us, people. Come on, wake up, smell the shit.
Right.
And they're not elected.
Yeah, really. And they're not even elected. Give us the vote to elect these pieces of shit. Because that way I can say at least I fucked myself. I screwed myself.
Right. You know, you think about that last convention when they brought up that 31% raise for themselves and everybody, the delegates, yeah, give it to them. And it's like, how stupid are you?
Yes.
Yeah, they
couldn't even get
us a 4% raise for all 4 years of our contract. Think
exactly.
About this. In fact, they could only get, did we get threes or did we get fours? And then
3%.
Anyway, but then they get a 31% raise straight across the board? Well, like
right.
I said, they got good Kool-Aid.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
You stop and you think, and, you know, the contracts come up and people going and voting for their own self-interest. And you think about things like that, a 31% raise. Well, that's against your self-interest. Why would I vote for you to get 31% and I'm not getting but 3?
Right.
You know, what kind of job are you doing for us? We're getting screwed every kind of way that you can screw us.
Yep.
But you deserve 31%. I couldn't figure that one out, but you know. Them folks drinking more than Kool-Aid, I'm going to tell you. That's some spike Kool-Aid there. We just have to hope and pray, and I'm going to be really praying on this one member, one vote, and see what happens for the next convention, which is next year.
Right.
Depending on COVID.
Right.
Well, yeah, they just renamed it. It should be influenza, people, but, you know, we got to be politically correct. What are we going to change toilet paper to? Now, that's going to start.
Well, we already called
somebody.
It SP.
Yeah, I know, but that's got to be going to be offending somebody pretty quick.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah, and wow. Speaking of COVID, something I did see someone wrote and said What do you think is going to happen if they get FDA approval for the vaccine? Once they get that FDA approval, it's projected that they're going to demand that all employees get that vaccine.
I think they're pretty heading that way now, don't you, with the two decisions the NLRB's already ruled?
They're heading there.
That's what I mean. You know, they're already forcing all of medical and all of health care, rather. You know, and now, who was it last week that said the same damn thing? That if you wanted to keep your job, you had to get the shot. I can't remember who that was last week. Another big hitter.
Henry Ford had said it. They also said that you could be tested. What is that, once a week?
Weekly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or multiple times a week.
It was Michigan State and U of M both said that all staff members had to be vaccinated, and those students who won't get vaccinated can be tested up to twice a week to keep the outbreaks down.
Right.
Okay.
And the one I was thinking is out west, that Boeing, the airplane maker, they're demanding all their... Them and Tyson Foods, them two were the ones demanding everybody get... Tyson Foods said 100% of all U.S. workers. My thought there is that U.S. citizens or U.S. workers, because half of Tyson's foods aren't even proven to be illegal. So, I mean, they proved that with the chicken outbreak. So many of those people were undocumented.
Right. Well, Ray, who's been on this show in the past, background contract time.
Yeah.
Kind of keep him in here. Thoughts and prayers. He lost his mother today, so.
Prayers go out to him.
Yep.
I see a lot of people that just, you know, say, hey, I don't know anybody and all that. That's fine. I happen to know four of my good friends that have lost life due to it. But also I want you people to know, out of all of them, all four had a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you know, there's a scale here. Let's quit listening to the bullshit that's on the TV, because, you know, they're all flipping actors. Use your head. God put it up there for a reason. Use it.
Yep. Well, you know, as I always say, I don't tell anybody not to get vaccinated. I don't tell you to get vaccinated. But what I do tell you is to talk with your medical physician and please read.
Yeah.
Read. I know that a lot of people will say in high school didn't like science, and so they didn't pay a lot of attention to it. But if you just start reading, you can see for yourself. And then you could just look at some other things. The flu shot. You get your annual flu shot. But you're
right.
You're not covered for last year's flu or this year's flu when you get the flu shot.
Right.
Because that strand is not included in that. So we went from COVID-19. How many different strands have we went through?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, and they didn't mutate.
We're in Delta, right?
This stuff didn't mutate over here.
No, now they're saying the one in India. I've been reading about this other one now, shot in India. It's like...
That's the Delta.
I read the other day on that Union page over there. They're like at 2 million over there.
And so the Delta was brought over here by somebody's.
Right.
Okay, because this is not the virus mutating. That's
right.
Why I said read so you can understand how this stuff is going.
And now we have the Lambda.
Lambda's on its way. It ain't here.
It will be.
South America.
It will be.
That's right. And it's really something the way that this is going. But yet and still, you got a vaccine started getting in last year, and it's covering all these different mutations.
Right.
Well, let me put it this way. If you get it, you won't be as ill. That's not saying that you won't be hospitalized, because some people have been. But what they're saying is that, oh, it'll keep you out of the ICU. I don't know how many lies these people are telling. The partial truths that's coming out is just unreal.
Right. Right.
It's time for people to start thinking. Stop listening to, you can listen to the lies. You need to listen to it. You need to hear the partial truths. But you need to start studying.
Absolutely.
Why is this going on? There's something more behind all of this.
Well, absolutely. You know,
now,
what's the last time we've seen? I'm not even gonna call it a vaccine. The shot.
Right. The shot.
Get pushed through FDA. Moderna looks like it's gonna be, and Pfizer sometime this month. No 5-year study. No 10-year study. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing that through, and I'm going, wait a minute. So finally, there is a coalition of doctors. I think they call themselves the White Coat Society over in England. And
okay.
they are demanding that the government stop all vaccinations immediately. And they actually put, unlike the information we can't seem to find, they put it out there. This is how many deaths, this is how many miscarriages, this is how many this, and this. And I'm going, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So these doctors are saying that. So I thought, wow. That was pretty big.
Right now, our UAW is twixt and in between. They don't know what to do.
Right.
There may be a mutiny for real.
They know about going to that bank on Fridays.
Oh.
Right.
Well. Yeah, well.
That's what I said. Like I said, you look at these LM2s and these guys that are breaking them down in these 990s, and you see names that we shouldn't be even paying no more. And we're still paying them $2,000 a year because they're on special assignment from the International Investigating Appeals. How the hell can you have people that were brought up or even thought about being in any type of bribery or conspiracy? How the hell can you have them even thought of investigating an appeal on it, something? You know, this is why we need one member, one vote. Let us get our people in place. And I don't care about putting somebody in there that don't know shit, because if they screw up, I hope they learn. These people have been there long enough. They ain't screwing up by accident. I'm done with coincidences. And you know what? Let me get off the fiddle. Adrian's got a crying towel. We'll play the blues, baby. I hope it's done. We need one member, one vote.
I'm going to put Paul on right now, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have a show without Paul.
Greetings, you rabble rousers. What's the hot topic tonight?
It's been all over the board tonight.
Boys and girls.
It has been all over. Yeah. All over.
Yeah.
The board tonight.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you like this, though. We talked about pension transfers. We talked about NRLD revolts. We talked about them selling property at Black Lake for chump change, and it goes into the general fund, which I don't think you probably know. But, yeah, they sold Dennis Williams' cabin for $1.1 million, and it's all going into the general fund. So
yeah.
All the greedy paws can feed at the trough once more. And one member, one vote. I think we talked about take it, Paul, or somebody,
yeah.
If I forgot anything.
So I just caught it. You were talking about the vaccine. I think the union will eventually take whatever position management wants them to take.
Right.
I agree with you.
I mean, essentially, that's what management is paying them to do with joint funds. You know, it's in the Bible it talks about a person in a place of authority should not take bribes, and in essence, that wasn't the intention of that joint funds, but it almost functions like that, unfortunately, because they're all lined up together working for management toward management's goals, and they've forgotten that their real job is to represent the interests of the members on the floor, not corporate management. You know, these people in corporate management get paid very well to do their job. They don't need the union's help.
Right.
To tell you the truth, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They do need the union's help. See, you can't keep the members in line.
Well, yeah, I understand from that standpoint.
Management,
yeah,
can't do that by themselves.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now, when they got a union that pushes back against them, they have a rough time with that.
That's right.
So the union wants to keep the membership in line now, too. They don't like rebellion in the ranks.
Well, they've already come out and said that the members work for them. Like they're the employer.
Yeah, they kind of act like that, don't they?
That's right.
Anytime we speak up and about something we don't like, they're pretty quick to slap us down. You know, especially when a plant turns down a contract, they're kind of quick to let you know how you really don't understand the big picture there, that you need to go along with management so they will invest in the plant. And all they do is invest in the plant and new machinery to eliminate more people.
Which,
yep,
is really not their concern.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the concern of the union is to, yeah, make sure that you retain jobs.
That's exactly
not
what I mean.
Get rid of jobs.
Right.
That's not what they're supposed to be doing, but as we see, that's what's going on.
I got to, at the 2007 bargaining convention, I got to speak on that issue, you know, how we were settling for investment in plants. You know, we were fighting management to get them to invest in their plants, but we needed to make sure that the process that we weren't losing jobs through the investment, but, you know, they're pretty short-sighted, our union leadership is. They don't think very far down the line.
No, they don't. They don't have that type of foresight.
Capability?
Or they don't know how to forecast.
Yeah. It goes back to what Dave Yutaw said, that management is playing chess and the union's playing checkers. management's got a much more sophisticated game plan. You know, we're just being reactionary. Mm-hmm. I mean, management planned on screwing Lordstown years ago.
Right.
And the union didn't see it.
Management planned on screwing all the automotive long ago.
Oh, sure.
Like I say, I remember late 80s studying about the automotive industry and what it was forecasted to do.
Yeah.
Now, this is before I even started working in the industry. And once I started working in the industry, I could see everything that I had been taught.
Yeah. That's the sad thing. The union really knew what management planned on doing, and rather than fighting it, they cooperated with it. I mean, they've never really fought to save plants. You know, what they've done is just, as one person put it, they just bargain the surrender terms. Anytime management wants to close the plant, they just bargain how many people are going to retire, how many are going to take buyouts, how many are going to get the transfer.
Mm-hmm. And that was their method of retaining jobs, which it didn't necessarily do that.
No, it didn't.
Because through attrition, you didn't replace those that were retiring.
Right.
Or you let go or what have you.
Yeah. You know, we don't function like a real union anymore. Look at, not that I agree with what the teachers union did in California, but look what they've done. They've looked out for the interest of their members, and they've kept the schools shut down for over a year. And you're not going to replace teachers with new technology like they're doing with us. They fight tooth and nail to keep teachers' jobs.
Yeah, but stop and think. Now, you say you're not going to replace them. Yes, they've been on the they've been trying to do that also by all of a sudden. And if you think about it, how long have they talked about homeschooling? That's how they were going to replace the teachers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
but
when the pandemic hit,
sure.
You know, everything, online classes even started how long ago?
Yeah.
So when the pandemic hit, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's their technology.
Let everybody know Carrie's on with us.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, everybody. Hey, I wanted to go back to something that Adrian said about that letter that came out for the one member, one vote.
Yeah.
That she's so spot on with that they put that letter out and then only gave you a certain amount of time to check with your locals and all of that. Now, if
mm-hmm.
our vote is that important, or
mm-hmm.
our voice, why didn't we get a mailed letter?
That's right.
I got to say something real quick. My wife was just talking to somebody off the vegetable stand. She works at Lake Orion. Her husband got the letter. She did not. Nor has hardly anybody that she knows at Lake Orion got a letter. I have not gotten a letter.
I didn't get a letter.
I didn't get one.
I didn't get one, and I'm active right now.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of what retired, active, whatever, that's how they don't care about your voice.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't
mm-hmm.
tell you something about what's going on.
Well, they care about our voice. So they hope we don't express it.
Yes.
I hear that.
Right. It's really different the way management operates. You know, management lets know what's going on. My first paid vacation I got at General Motors, the foreman forgot to code me properly, so I got back from vacation and I was fired. You know, management let me know what my situation is, but our union doesn't do that for us.
Right.
I can tell you when management messes up, though, and they really feel like a horse's ass, is when you let them fire you when you come back from a two-week vacation, and you let them fire you, and you walk all the way up to labor relations, and you look at the dipshit committee man, and you look at the jackass supervisor. By the way, this is the same asshole that had the assault charge on me. I said, well, he signed my vacation form right here, didn't he? You get a copy? And they looked right at it. They looked at Massman. They didn't know what to say. They told me to go, and then I went back to work. And then he wound up going on vacation for a couple of weeks, if you remember, if you know what I mean. That's a true story there, people. He didn't remember signing that vacation form, and then he fired me for it. I just didn't say nothing. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I just let him march me all the way through the grievance procedure, all the way to voluntary quit, because I was gone long enough where I had a 64C letter, Scott, in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gone, you know, I was gone almost 18 days all total. And I had a letter saying I had 5 days to report to work, and that had already lapsed. So I just went into work. You know, I just come back, going back to work Monday, you know, to walk in to think, they're firing me. Well, they never asked me. I said, well, what am I getting fired for? They said, well, you didn't come to work. I said, well, I was on vacation. No, you weren't. You voluntarily quit. So I just reached in my wallet, like I said, and pulled out that signed vacation form with his name on it. And they're like, holy shit.
Whoops.
Yeah, but that was one of Norwood's boys. Him and Norwood were supervisors together.
Yeah, when you're a union rabble-rouser, you learn pretty quick. You better have all your ducks in a row.
That's right.
I used to check my lunch pail before I left work every day and check my coat pockets to make sure nobody'd slipped anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're a rabble-rouser, you don't have any friends in the union or management.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't carry a purse.
I knew a lot of ladies. I knew a lot of ladies that didn't do that, Adrian, for that simple reason.
Yes, no, you don't carry no purse. Mm-mm.
You learn
there
not.
Was this
you
old
learn
woman
not to
in my
trust head. Anybody.
Go ahead.
I was saying, you learn not to trust anybody if you're a rabble-rouser.
That's true. And I had so many different lockers and cabinets that housed different things in them.
Yep.
I had to remember when I got ready to retire, I had to remember that, don't forget you got these lockers over there that has this paperwork in it. Don't forget to clean them out. Take your stuff and put it in different trash cans even.
That's not bad though, Adrian. There was an old black angel in my plant, God rest her soul, Helen, and she played the lottery a lot. And she just carried in that bag. But one day she come into my office. I was committee man that day, and she come in my office and she goes, "If I give you an extra $20, will you give me a ride home? My boyfriend can't make it today, and I hit the lottery. I hit the number." And she goes, "And I'm afraid to go home." And I'm like, "What?" So I said, "Well, I can take you home. It ain't no big deal. You know, shit, I see where you get off right there where I get on the freeway. So really one out of my way, but two blocks. I get down in front of her old house. It's one of them old, big old three stories down there in East Detroit. And she goes to get out. She goes, "I want to show you something." And she unbuttoned her coat, and she had, I want to call it I don't know what you call it. It was money wrapped all the way around her. She said she had over $100,000 taped to her body. She really hit the lottery good that day. She hit the three-digit and the four-digit, and there was something like a three of the numbers were the same number in the four-digit, so that paid out even more money or some shit. I don't know how none of that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was terrified with all that money.
And I can understand that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she lived right over there by, what was that place called? Palmer Park.
Oh, that's west.
Palmer Park. Oh, is it west?
Yeah, that's
okay.
West. Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I don't know much about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's really nice houses there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I said, really nice old, I don't know what
old
you call
home.
It. Detroit homes, but I mean big house.
Yeah, those are, some of them have two furnaces in them.
That wouldn't surprise me because there were six bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
She had six bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, she lived in one of those really nice old homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame her. I would have been afraid to.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, Paul? Anything good?
Babysitting my granddaughter, working in my flower beds. Nothing exciting. Just enjoying the summer.
There you go.
So have they said anything about when this vote is going to be?
And the referendum vote is supposed to be next month, right?
No, the vote has to be done by November 12th.
Ah.
Yeah. I haven't seen no date sentence from that yet of anybody.
But I'm hearing from what this young lady at Lake Orion, local is supposed to have their own vote on it. Like, wait a minute. How's this working out now?
Who is?
Each local is supposed to have their own vote on one member, one vote.
That's what I've been told, and then they're going to mail those results in. That's where they're going to steal the vote right there. Because, like I said, there's nobody checking anything. This is a one-party system. There should be a federal auditor in here. If you're going to go that way, put a federal person in every local. Come on, we want some fairness here. Because I ain't trusting. Nope.
Now's the time to scream about it to the person that's overseeing it.
What is that, the monitor?
Yeah, I mean, we can't even trust them to have a fair election. They, forbid campaigning in a general election. Come on.
Right.
That's
no, we
total
can't.
Lunacy. And
We can't even trust them to investigate the UAW.
Right.
That's true.
I think the feds had a rough job when they investigated the UAW. I think what they found out is totally corrupt. Because when all this stuff was going on, there was nobody raising a voice to it. I mean, how many people in the union establishment knew what was going on with Dennis Williams? There had to be, scores of them.
Right.
It wasn't good for their career to speak up and say, you can't do that.
Right.
We don't know if, you know, if someone did say that to him.
Well, nobody's gone on record as saying it.
Well, that's true, and they're not going to go on record for saying that. But, crooks and thieves.
Think about this, when they announced the offshore accounts, what happened to that? You ain't heard shit about that, but then the FBI retires, then we get a moderator, and then we get this, you know. Ain't nothing went for the labor worker, you know, us, we, the worker, or whatever you want to call us, peons, the grunts, the whatever, the lower people. Ain't nothing went in our favor, has it?
No.
I mean, GM, they went out for how many weeks on the strike? 2 weeks before getting all the candy, they got sold out. At least they didn't have to go through the humiliation that they did to Volvo with the last and final offer bullshit. And then, in my humble opinion, they still sacked that deck and stole that election wrongfully. I don't believe that thing passed yet.
Could be. Could be.
We still have a lot of crookedness going on, so.
Yeah, that one was, what, 17 votes, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, don't underestimate the union scare tactics. That sways
true.
A few votes right there. But it's a pity we don't have our contract votes counted by people who are independent of the union establishment.
Right.
I had a former union leader tell me sometime after we'd turned down a contract on the first boat at the Metal Center, this union official said to me, an old timer told me you don't let a contract vote go down to defeat.
Right.
That was hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Don't let a contract go down in defeat.
That's right.
Look what they did to us, Paul, when we defeated that one. And what was that? What was that, 97, 98 right in there? We defeated that, and then they gave skilled trades the permission to cross over and vote on production side to shove it up our ass, and they did just that. Just remember that one?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a payback. How many skilled tradesmen are working at the Metal Center now?
Not only that, they fused the skilled trades contract with the production contract.
Yeah.
The skilled trades contract used to be separate. So they screwed themselves also.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You reap what you sow.
Yep.
That was their good brother, Jewel, that did that one. If they want to know the humble truth, but they call that a lie.
Yeah. We just don't know. This moderator, how many people the moderator has working for them. And what's the other one? It was a moderator and is it an administrator or what is that other one? Adjudicator.
Yes, yes.
That, and then we don't forget, we still got that what is that, the PR firm.
Yeah.
They're in New York somewhere, but they have a new name because the original name is no longer listed as a business. So they must have a new name. Or they incorporated or something.
Yeah, well. It's going to be interesting.
It really is. I mean, people got to realize, and like I've asked a few people, and nobody in the plant has even known anything about one member, one mold, unless it was from me, myself. I mean, they don't know shit.
Well,
so
probably
I know
what they want to do is drop the bomb at the last minute along with an in-plant letter about why we should trust our union leaders and, you know, vote to retain the current system because, you know, the message they're trying to peddle basically, if anything, is, you know, they got rid of all the bad apples and now everything will be fine. but one party systems always get corrupt.
But you know,
no accountability.
They got rid of the bad apples, right?
Yeah.
But they got the kinfolk in there.
Yeah, that's right. Those bad apples are the ones that taught their underlings what to do.
They're right.
Yeah. The bad fruit might fall off that apple tree, but there's still plenty of apples on that tree.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's like an example is at the convention when Dennis Williams was elected, if you want to use that term, I was the only delegate from Region 1C and 1D who voted against him. And I had to go up and stand in front of the body and announce that I was voting for his opponent. You know, it's just a ridiculous system.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody feels free to speak up or think for themselves.
Or they'll tell you you're out of order.
Yeah. The,
right.
If you do, if you get out of line, you've effectively blocked your path to move into the international union. So everybody shuts up.
Right.
I mean, you know, when I did that, I looked around, I thought, this is the biggest pack of coloreds to ever fill an auditorium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, folks, we have about a minute and a half left.
Hey, by the way, hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Steve Jackson called me, or wrote me, rather, and he was talking about the pen. You know, this, you've got a, like a bee sting, if you're allergic, what, you know, you get this.
EpiPen?
Yeah. Yeah, he said, hey, I know, I got, I mean, he's retired. It was going to cost him $475. And my wife, I know this to be true, my wife, same thing. They wanted, you know, wanted her to have one, so the pharmacy called her, and it was $475. And I thought they went down. I didn't know they were still high as hell. And it's one shot. I thought, oh, well, you get maybe 10 treatments. No.
Oh, no. One shot.
EpiPen.
EpiPen. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it went down from $600.
Whoa. Must be some expensive medicine in that thing.
Oh, yeah, it probably takes a nickel to manufacture it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I just, oh, yes. Steve, I'm in the boat. So thanks
and,
for
and you may, you know, if you're vaccinated, you could show it. And you have all the other documentation, you make it go over to Canada and get it for maybe $100.
Right.
$50.
Yeah.
Borders open tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Supposed to.
Yeah. That's good thinking. I never
Well, what's Joe Biden, the man of the people, doing about that?
I don't know. I think this wasn't a daughter of a politician running that company that put this pen out. Seems like there was a big dust up somewhere in North Carolina or South Carolina. Back in the early, either the last part of President Obama's administration or the first part of Trump's. And somebody bought the company, really jacked the price up on this thing, and he had to go testify and all. And come to find out, one of the politicians, senator or congressman's daughters, was the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember something about that.
Yeah. I thought it went down a lot more than a couple hundred bucks. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. But what they're saying is that, well, it's life-saving.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, you should be able to pay this to save your life.
Yeah. Well, I'll pay it. It's no problem. I was answering Steve.
I don't go along with that.
I don't either.
I mean,
he's been retired a long time, so he's not getting we're getting. So he's getting in a tight pinch. But he was really surprised it was $475. I just found out Friday that they're the same price for my wife, so.
So it sounds like Medicare, health insurance is don't pay any damn thing for that.
No, I guess
sounds
not.
Sounds like you know, it's not covered.
It's not necessary medication. You just need to stay indoors and stay away from bees.
I had my knife and sterilized and a straw ready to do a little operation on my wife the other night. That's how bad that got.
Wow.
Well, it depends if you're working or not, because if I was working, they'd let me have the pill. I only had to take two a day of, or in some cases, one a day. But then I retired. I couldn't get those drugs no more. Now I got to get these damn pills. I got to take three times a day, every 8 hours.
Yeah.
I heard Don talk about that shit, and you guys talk about the pen. I just got put on one for cholesterol, and it's insane. Even though my insurance covers it, it still costs me $90 an injection. That's nice, but it only does, like you said, one shot.
What are they trying to do, kill us off quicker?
Yeah.
Well, in my case, probably helping them, but yeah, I think you're right.
I'd like to see that, yeah.
They made the mistake of retiring to the South too early with all these buyouts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now I'll agree with that. You know, hell, now these kids got to work until hell. I think my daughter told me because she was born in 85, now she can't get Social Security until she's 74.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they raised their ages way up.
Yeah.
My daughter's got to go until she's, James, your son's got to be, 73 to 75, because Amanda's 75 before she can go on Social Security now.
Can you imagine a young production line worker hiring in at 18 and having to work 55 years at the pace they're pushing them?
It's
going to be very interesting.
No.
What's that? Free rides, all these free rides, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay for all the bills for the free riders.
Good.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 50 years, I can't imagine.
I know my body was starting to feel pretty beat up when it, of course, they always put me on the worst jobs because I was vocal, but my body was starting to feel the wear and tear when I was 40, and I don't know how somebody can work at that kind of pace till they're 70.
Right.
Yeah. No, that. No, it's this. Oh my goodness. 75. So if you get Social Security, that's full Social Security, right? So if you decide to
get Amanda was born in 89. Get this, Amanda was born in 89.
Okay.
She told me she can't even 75 is full Social Security, and I think she told me she would have to be 69 or 71 to get it. 71, I believe it was.
To get partial.
To get partial. Now, I don't know if you're seeing it, but kids of our younger than us are not living to our age right now.
That's correct.
The life expectancy is now getting shorter instead of longer. We're getting
right.
Bigger, faster, unhealthier. They're following in my footsteps.
They got too much pressure on them. They can't find a decent paying job. They're trying to work 3 part-time jobs to make a living.
And the food has so much preservatives in the foods now.
Yep.
It is sad. I found out just yesterday that my youngest one has been selling plasma and blood trying to get out of the game.
Oh, my.
I get good money for that, Dave. Get $100 a pick.
Oh, gee, there's a good way to subsidize our pensions. How often can you give blood?
Well, it's not that. It's now they're coming after and they're trying to get bone marrow and they're offering big money. You only got so much of that shit.
Yeah.
All right.
These kids are selling
right.
Their soul. I'm sorry to say, and my kids are supposed to be intelligent, but I sometimes doubt this logic. I don't know. I guess I'm old. I'm who knows?
Right. Well, folks, I think the next show we're going to have, it'd be August 22nd.
Oh, boy.
All right. Can't wait.
There you go.
Now
all
we
right.
See what else comes up between now and then.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Maybe we'll have another president resigned.
Well, we just
right.
Got a new state
president.
Scott, did you see that?
What's that?
We just set a new state record on the Chinook salmon at 47.
I sent that to you.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I
that's
did
a big
see
fish.
That.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
I did
a big
see
fish.
That.
Yeah.
That's a big fish.
That was.
That's what I thought. A tuna.
Oh, yeah. That is big. Well, anyway, good night, Cube Rabble Rousers.
Good night,
take care,
Paul.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, Carrie, Adrian, Jim, 313, Don.
Don, Scott, Jim, Adrian. Hey, by the way, tell Gina she can make it. Critic's going to do a show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Don't
hopefully
know what
I'll
it's
be
about.
Woke.
I have no idea what it's about, but
okay.
9 o'clock. Scotty, tell Jeannie.
Will do.
All
your
right.
Phone.
All right. Everybody
peace
have
love,
a great night and be safe until we meet again. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.